Okay. So when did you move to Roswell?
We moved to Roswell in January of 1981.
Oh, wow. So you've been here over 20 years?
Yes, yes. We moved here from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we transferred in. My husband at the time moved here to Atlanta, and then I followed.
How has Roswell changed since you've been here?
Well, it's amazing because when we first moved to Roswell, and just a little story, originally we thought that Roswell did not have any blacks in the area. So we waited, and we never saw any because there were so few, either that or the area, because when we moved here, we moved out more in one of the suburbs. I guess you'd call Roswell suburb, but it was out in the subdivision called off of, and at the time, we were the only blacks in that subdivision. So we never saw any blacks, and then it almost took us a whole year before we realized that there were blacks in the area. And I remember when my daughter, we moved down, one of the questions that I did ask the elementary, when it was one of the elementary schools, I said, do you have any other blacks in the school? And they said, no. So at that time, my oldest one grew up in Roswell. She went through probably all the way up to middle school before there was even another black student in her class. And that has really changed a lot since then.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, the population of blacks have really increased in Roswell from what, and like I said, over 20 years ago, because of people moving into the area. And then I've met friends, they moved from New Jersey and so forth. But it's just amazing just the transition in time now, because then by the time my daughter went to middle school, the youngest one, it almost looked like predominantly black in a way, because they had what they called the M2M busing. So they were busing kids from Fulton, South Fulton County out to Roswell. So that was one of the reasons you start to see the increase of black students in the elementary, middle school, and high school.
How did the change affect her from going from predominantly white and then by middle school it just changed?
I think a lot of it was by that time we had gotten involved in the church. So there were blacks in Roswell. So she knew, and we would go to church there. So she started to get, you know, more and more comfortable with them, being around blacks. Because we moved from Indiana, which was one thing, and she was like 6 when we moved here. So she also went to school down in Sandy Springs, which there weren't many blacks there either. So it was like this whole area of North Fulton County. There were very few blacks. And then all of a sudden, boom, there, everybody was here again.
When can you remember when the influx of blacks coming to Roswell?
I think it started really about the time when I look back, as I can go by her age, probably around 1990, 91, in that time frame is when we really saw the difference. And I think a lot had to also do with a lot of the companies that were relocating here in the Roswell area. There was AT&T, there were a lot of the major companies, which was another reason that you saw a lot more blacks coming into there, because there were so many people relocating from St. Louis, Chicago, and places like that. So that would be about 89, probably to about, starting back about maybe 1989.
For the Roswellians, the black Roswellians that are natives versus the ones who are, I guess you can say, transplants, what would be the percentage of natives to,
from what I could see, I would say probably more of the transplants. That's probably like 75%, I would think, of the black population now in the North Fulton area. Because there are some here, and I guess you could count the ones, like I know Katina grew up with some kids, my oldest one, but they have since left Roswell and maybe moved to other cities. But the actual ones who stayed here, I would say probably about 75%.
Why do you think some of them have moved to other cities?
I think a lot of just have to do with people just maybe just want to leave Roswell and just do something different.